We're recording. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yes, go ahead.
For example, you're doing like a project and you need approval from your boss. If he approves it, there's no problem. If he doesn't approve it, there's something wrong with it. That's something like how Al-Aziz is. Like, we seek his approval and pleasure. If he approves, looks good. And if he is pleased, we are protected.
Yeah, but how are we going, how are we tested against this name? Just quickly, the name we're talking about today is Al-Aziz, which is the mighty, the one we seek his approval and pleasure to, so that we feel protected and satisfied. And if he approves us, life is good. If he doesn't approve us, life is hell. Okay? So that is called Al-Aziz. And now, how are we going to be tested against this name in this life? You're going to answer that. How are you be tested, huh? Let's try... Alia? How are we going to be tested? It's like how?
The boss will tell us to do something that's haram, and we can't do that because it's haram. That'll show us that to put our faith in Allah, faith in Mahdi, not our boss.
Right. That's right. If your boss tells you to do something which is haram, and you decide to please your boss, and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the haram.
That means you don't believe in the name.
Yeah, exactly. You violated this name. It's called violated this name. So...
Wait, can I choose a flavor?
Well,
you violated the name. You got it? Yeah. You violated the name. How are you violating the names of Allah al-Aziz? How do you violate the name of Allah al-Aziz?
If you approve something bad with somebody
else. Exactly. That's right. Can you go ahead?
Okay, so if your boss tells you something to do that's something that's haram, and Allah doesn't like approve it, then and we do it, then that means you don't believe in the name.
Yeah.
Where's Sabrina?
Huh?
Where's Sabrina?
The what?
Sabrina.
Oh, I don't know. She's sick, I think, today. Okay. Do you understand that? Do you understand this? That there are mighty people in our life. Like, for example, somebody thinks that the president of United States is the mighty one, and if he's pleased with us, then we're cool, doing well, and have a happy life and rich. If he's displeased with us, we're doomed. Okay. Somebody might think people that used to. There are rulers that call themselves gods or want to be treated like gods on earth, like Pharaoh. They want to be treated like what?
God on earth.
God on earth. They order their soldiers. They order their soldiers to do something haram, to get unfair taxes, to kill. Right? They do order their soldiers. The soldiers obey or disobey? The soldiers obey. Okay. Why? Because the soldier thinks that this Pharaoh is the mighty one. This Pharaoh is the owner of Izzah. Is the owner of what? Izzah. And I want to seek Izzah from this owner. From this. In order to be strong, feared, and rich, and safe, okay, I go seek Izzah by pleasing this Pharaoh. That is the violation of this name. People who do that, they have violated this name. Got it? All right. Then we move to the next name, which is... Bottom line, conclusion, do not seek Izzah from anybody other than Allah. Do not seek Izzah from anybody other than Allah. Now... The people whom in this life, the mighty ones in this life, are they mighty? Are they going to stay mighty forever?
No.
They are mighty for what? For some short period of time, yes. Right? So if you please them and they provide you the protection, if they please you, if you please them and they provide you the protection that you need, okay, and make you rich and make you happy and all of this, and then at the end you end up with Allah, the true mighty one, which is Allah, and then you go to everlasting life in hell. Does this the izzah that we seek? Is this the true izzah? Is this the true izzah that we're seeking? We're seeking izzah. By the way, izzah from al-Aziz. We're seeking izzah from people are not true owners of izzah, like or pharaohs, kings and pharaohs. Kings or pharaohs are not the true owners of izzah. Kings or pharaohs are not the true owners of izzah. The true owner of izzah is Allah. Or say, kings and pharaohs are not the true owners of izzah because they have izzah for a short period of time. If you obey them, they give you short time izzah, and then followed by everlasting life in hell. Got it? So, if you obey the kings and the pharaohs, are they true owners of izzah? The answer is no. Why? Because if you please them...
Because, like, at the end of the minute, they're going to go to hell. Like,
exactly. They own izzah just for a short period of time. Just for a short period of time. You seek their pleasure. You seek izzah from them. They might give you izzah. Yeah. They might give you izzah for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
But you get more izzah from Allah.
Yeah. But you go to hellfire because you're seeking izzah from them and displeasing Allah. Remember that.
It's fake.
Exactly. It's fake because it is just for a short period of time. Life passes by and all these memories. Pleasure is a memory. Pain is a memory. Okay? All these pleasures and pains are going to be memories. Okay? And they're going to go away except what you have done for the face of Allah. Only the face of Allah and what was done for the face of Allah stays forever. Like, for example, the pain of fasting. What memories do you have from the pain of fasting?
Hungry.
Yeah, you remember it's painful, right?
Yeah.
And you had a hard time fasting, right?
It's not hard to fast.
Yeah, it's not hard, but perhaps you had... A lot of people say, I can't give up my coffee, I can't give up my food, I feel grumpy. And all of these things, I work all day in the sun, okay, and they break their fast. Okay. Now, the pain of fasting, or they feel a lot of pain for fasting, the pain of fasting that you feel, you remember it's painful, right? Do you know that it stays with you? That particular fasting deed stays with you forever.
Yeah.
But if you didn't fast, you get a pleasure. This pleasure is not staying with you. It's going to be forgotten. Right? Pain is forgotten. Pleasure is forgotten. What remains are the things you do for the sake of Allah. This is what remains. So, pain is forgotten. Pleasure is forgotten. What remains is what you do only for the sake of Allah. You got it? So this is what will remain. What will remain from you is just this. You know, I've been to a graveyard in Auburn when I was visiting my son over there. And there was something exciting, I mean something like, not exciting, but something amazing about it that got my attention. They bury the people in the order of death. So when you first enter, you have the people who were buried since 1880 and 1890. So they have been buried there over 130 years ago. And the plate that shows their names on the grave is rusty, and you can't read who's this guy, and you can't read any information from it. You know, you stand there and you say for yourself, who is this guy? Who is he? Just forgotten. We don't even know. We don't even know who he is. Who remembers this guy? Nobody. Why? Because he was nobody. He was nobody. He lived nobody. He died nobody. His family remembered him. Few years, his family forgotten him. He is right there, and I can't even read the plate to know who he is. Do you think yourself going to be any different than that? No. 100 years, you'll be underground, and the plate where we put your name and your family name and when were you born and when did you die, this plate will rust. And then these memories are going to be washed away. And then he would say, who remembers Abdulaziz? Nobody remembers Abdulaziz. Then what remains then? What remains is? No. Whatever you have done for the sake of Allah, whatever prayer you have done, whatever fasting you have done, whatever charity you have given, this is what remains. Other than that is nothing remains. These, what you see around you are fake images. These are fake images and fake objects. Why they are fake? Because they don't last. They are not everlasting. Why Jannah is not fake? Because Jannah is everlasting. But here, these images and objects that you see around you are not everlasting. So do not displease Allah for something that's not lasting. Okay? You please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the lasting one. So the bottom line is that whatever you do for the face of Allah stays, and whatever you have done for the face of Allah, and whatever you have done for the face of Allah will stay with it. Got it? So everything is forgotten except what you do for the face of Allah, for the sake of the Allah. Down here. Alright. Now, let's move to the next name, which is the Al-Mutakabbir. 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 The one who puts himself higher than all. Al-Mutakabbir, the one who makes himself higher than all. Remember, Al-Aziz and Al-Mutakabbir, these names from Allah are called the names of greatness. Called the names of what? Greatness. The names of Allah, how many names of Allah we have? 99. There I divided to the names of beauty, the names of beauty, and the names of greatness. Okay? Beauty, did I spell beauty right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have two names. The names of beauty and the names of greatness. Okay? The names of beauty, we need to adopt these names of beauty. We need to behave according. Like Allah wants us to follow His names of beauty. Why? He's kind and He wants us to be
kind.
He's generous and He wants us to be generous. Okay? So these names are examples for you to follow. Are names for you to follow. Manners. We call them the manners of Allah. And these manners of Allah, okay, we here, these are the manners of Allah. Allah wants us to follow them. Allah wants us to copy Him. Allah wants us to copy Him in these names. Go ahead. Go ahead. So, now, these are the names Allah wants us to. Allah is kind and He wants us to be kind. Allah is fair and He wants us to be fair. Allah is merciful and He wants us to be merciful. Right? Huh?
Are
I heard that on the hand,
there's 18 and 81, and then it equals 99 names.
Well, the 99 names has nothing to do with what hand.
No, yeah, but just I noticed it.
Well, this is just a notice, but it's really not the thing that we need to focus on right now. We need to focus on the meaning. So the names of beauty, Allah wants us. He's kind, He wants us to be kind. He's generous, He wants us to be generous. He is loving, and He wants us to be loving. Okay? So these are what? The names of what? Beauty. The names of beauty. So Allah wants us to follow. These names of beauty are called the manners of Allah. And Allah wants us to have His manners. He's merciful, He wants us to be merciful. He's fair, He wants us to be fair. Okay? All right. He's fair and He wants us to be fair. He's merciful and He wants us to be merciful. Got it? Now, these are the names of beauty. Now comes the names of greatness. The names of greatness. What is about the names of greatness? The names of greatness, Allah does not allow anybody to share the names of greatness. So, the names of greatness, the names of greatness, Allah does not want us to share the names of greatness with anybody. Allah does not want to share the names of greatness with anybody. Right? Now, whomsoever tries to share these names of greatness with Allah, Allah will do what? Allah will torment him. Allah will crush him. Allah will destroy him. Allah will break his back. Those who try to... Yes. Huh? Okay, when you come, you answer another question. Yeah? So what is it? Let's do this.
No, I answered that question.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I don't remember, so let's go. Let's do like that. Let's do this. Explain to us the meaning of the name Al-Aziz. Just briefly, explain what you heard today.
Aziz is whenever you approve Allah, that Allah approves you, you go in Jannah, and if Allah doesn't approve you, then you go to hell.
Give us an example of this life, that how are we going to be tested, if we believe in this name or not. Yeah, because they will be tested. Allah will test you to show, to see if you're a believer in this name or not. You answer this question before.
Come on. Wait, what?
Allah, you know, remember, we get tested about everything. So Allah's testing us to know the truth about us, right?
Yeah.
So now, what test? Give me an example of a test where Allah's testing you against the name Al-Aziz. The names of greatness, nobody can share them with Allah. They are exclusive for Allah. If anybody tries to adopt these name, one of these names to himself, Allah will destroy him.
Allah, when you're testing this life, Allah will say, because if you say if you have a job, then you'll get approval from the boss. If the approval from the boss says to do something haram, mm-hmm. and you do it because of the boss, and then you have a great life, then that means you're disapproving Allah.
That's right. So which means that if you seek izzah from your boss, if you seek protection, approval from your boss, and disobey Allah, then you fail that test. Right?
Okay.
Yep, that's right. Here's lollipop. Now, if you like the first one, keep your eyes open. There's a next one.
Do you want to change your flavor?
Oh, what flavor cherry do you want?
Is like a really bad flavor.
What color?
Anything else besides okay. Kiwi. Is okay.
Green?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like your scarf. Ah. Did it break?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll eat it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So you got it right. So just
take
Be with us. You did it right. Okay. Now. Okay, like what? Can you give me an example of a name of greatness that Allah, anybody who tries to take one of those names, to adopt one of those names, he becomes God on earth. Yes, go ahead. Allah will break him.
Yeah.
No, we say somebody wants to be treated like God on earth. Yeah. What does mean that is this person adopted to himself some of the names of greatness? So, names of greatness you can't share with Allah. You can't share with Allah. Okay? Such as, for example, if you try to be Al-Aziz. You try to make yourself Al-Aziz, the mighty one. Then Allah will break you. So Allah, it's not like the manners of Allah. He's kind and he wants you to be kind. No, these are names of greatness which are true only for Allah. Allah is the true owner of the names of greatness. Allah is the true owner of the names of greatness. Nobody should be called any of those names of greatness or dealt with the way we deal with Allah. Because he's the true owner of these names. So, when we say the mighty, is it the most Al-Aziz, the mighty, or the most mighty? Then that's name of what? Beauty?
Greatness.
Masha'Allah. Yeah. Keep going. You'll earn another one. That's fine. I'll get you another one. Now, if you seek... If somebody wants to adopt for her name, for his name or her name, she wants to be the one who puts herself or himself higher than all.
Okay.
Then, which is al-mutakabbir? This is name of greatness or beauty?
Greatness.
Greatness, perfect. If somebody tries to put himself above all, Allah will what?
Break his back and...
Allah will what? Will like this. Like
destroy.
This, under the shoes. Like what Allah did to the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh made his memories everlasting. How? He built the pyramids so that we always remember him. Right? Every time we see the pyramids, we remember who? The Pharaoh. And this is the way he wanted his memories to be everlasting memories. Right? By building the pyramids. People do that.
So that's haram.
Okay. The way it was built is haram, by slavery. But building something is not haram unless it's intended to make yourself, your memories everlasting. So this is the Pharaoh. He wanted his memories to be everlasting. Guess what Allah did? Allah made them, Allah said, your wish is granted, but on the bad side.
Oh, what about the people that like build stuff for other people so they remember?
Oh, that's different than a mighty king building something for himself. To be remembered forever. Okay? You know the feeling. Everything goes to the intentions.
Yeah.
What was your intention? And what is the intention of the other guy? Okay? Like, put a picture on the dollar. These are dead presidents, right? The dollars and the money, dead presidents. They are trying to make... Not they. Some others try to make their memories everlasting. But it will not. It will not be like the Pharaoh, because the pyramids are alive, ever living. So that's like the pyramids stay forever, I mean, until the day of judgment, so everybody will remember him. Allah said, sure, everybody will remember you, but everybody will remember that you're a bad guy, not a good guy. Guess, there was Dhul Qarnayn, is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, the man of the two horns. The man of the what?
Two horns.
Guess what was so special about it, Arhab, Taha? Guess what was so special about the Dhul Qarnayn? We're running for lollipops here, okay? Guess what was special of Dhul Qarnayn? I'll tell you what's special and ask you after 5 minutes. Go ahead. Okay. His followers, he was a righteous king. He was as righteous as you can imagine. And he was ruling the earth exactly what Allah wants the rulers to be. Then his followers told him, so, Dhul Qarnayn is righteous or bad guy?
Bad guy.
Bad guy. Okay. How about you? Righteous or bad guy?
Salih Abdul.
Salih.
What?
Zulqarnain, is he a righteous or bad guy?
Bad guy.
Bad guy, right? Okay. How about you? Righteous. How about you? Yeah, okay. Saliha, he was a righteous guy.
Yeah.
He was a... Yeah. Who
was
Zulqarnain? He was a...
What?
Yeah, yeah, you're coming, coming. Is this your second?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, this.
No, first.
Okay.
I answered.
So, you got it?
Yeah.
That was his first. In this class, right?
Yeah.
But the Arabic class? Okay. All right, you got it? You're getting another one. Just keep with me. So, Zulqarnain was a righteous king or a bad king?
Righteous
king. Look what is so special about him, Saliha. He was as righteous as you can imagine. He ruled the earth exactly like Allah wanted the earth to be ruled. His followers told him, so can you write down the story of Zulqarnain over there? Say, the Pharaoh built the pyramids to make his memories everlasting, and Allah made them everlasting, but on the bad side. Like everybody will remember that he is a bad guy. And then I'll tell you about Zulqarnain. Zulqarnain, his followers told him, Zulqarnain, his followers told him that, why don't we build? You're so good. You're so righteous. You're a really good king. Why don't we build a landmark or a monument for you so that you can be remembered forever? So that you can be remembered forever. Guess what was his answer?
He said no because that'd be wrong.
Why?
Because he would make an everlasting thing and that's
because the one who should be remembered forever is Allah. And part of his names of greatness, part of his greatness that Allah is to be remembered what? Forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He said, I'm not going to try to claim to myself such a status. Yeah, such a status. Because to be remembered forever, this status is for Allah only. Because it's the names of greatness. Got it? So, Then guess what Allah did as a reward? Anybody can guess? About Zulqarnain, when he said no, the status of being remembered forever, huh? Huh? Yes, but what else? Allah did something nice to him. Allah made his memories everlasting in the most honorable way. How? He mentioned it in the Quran. In what surah? Surah Al-Kahf. Which is a famous surah being read every Friday. See? Because he declined. He declined. He said, no. Allah is to be remembered forever. No. Zulqarnain, you know, he was as righteous as you can imagine. He ruled the earth exactly the way Allah wanted to be ruled. They told him, let's build a monument for you so that your memories remain forever. He said, no. Allah is the one, only Allah is the one whose memories are to remember forever. I'm not going to claim to myself this status, which is only for Allah. Then Allah rewarded him by building his memories in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf. You got it? All right, so now let's check. Huh? For a second. Sania? Right. Sania, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
All right, what?
The question is, what did Allah do to him? First of all, who's Zulqarnain?
The
righteous king.
Oh, okay.
Now, go ahead.
He stomped on his back like he's like.
Wait, isn't that the one that you're?
Okay,
go ahead.
He's a righteous king with like two horns.
Exactly.
He,
oh, by the way,
just
a hint in the middle. One horn. He was ruling the east and the west. So one horn representing the east, another horn representing the west. That's in his crown. His crown had how many horns in the crown?
Two.
One for the east, one for the west. Go ahead.
Okay, so his followers said that he said the righteous thing that you should have his own monument, but then he said that that'd be stealing one of the names of greatness and you can't do that. Or
yeah.
So
only Allah to be remembered for.
He's trying to carry you.
That's right. People worship Allah by reading the story of the Pharaoh. I'm sorry, by reading the story of the Zulqarnain, the man of the two horns. Okay, just sit down.
Why are you looking at iPad?
Okay, so now we know the story of Dhul-Qarnayn. Now, I want you to give me an example. Give me examples of the names of Allah, the greatness, names of Allah, the greatness. Give me an example. Huh? Al-Aziz, other than Al-Aziz and Al-Mutakabbir. Huh? The all-knowing. Al-Alim. Can I say I am Alim? No. Huh? Al-Malik. Mashallah, Al-Malik. Al-Muhaymin. All these, look. Look, listen to me. Listen to me. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. This is a name of greatness. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah is a name of greatness. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ. Names of greatness. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. الرَّحْمَنُ is a name of greatness. الرَّحْمَنُ is a name of greatness. But الرَّحِيمُ is not. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ.
He's gangster.
Huh?
Yeah.
You are a TA?
Yeah.
What?
He's gangster.
They said go to
number 4.
I think it's a mistake. And also, we're almost about the end of the class.
Oh, he's supposed to go to class 4?
Are you happy with your baby?
No, no.
This is class 4.
Next time, you can come and I don't mind having two TAs. All right. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. All these names at the end of Surah Al-Hashr are names of greatness. So all these names at the end of Surah Al-Hashr are names of what?
Greatness.
Greatness. Al-Mu'min. Now, can you remember reminding me? We talked about Al-Mu'min. What's the meaning of Al-Mu'min, the believer? The name of Allah.
The believer, yeah. He believes in Allah.
Yes, the ones who believe in himself the what? The most.
Yeah.
Now, why does that make sense? Why does this make sense that he believes in himself the most?
No one can believe in Allah more than himself.
Because?
No one can believe in Allah more than himself. We don't know. Like,
because no one can know Allah.
No one knows him.
Yeah.
Everything about Allah. No one knows Allah more. I mean, only Allah knows himself. There is nobody, Allah did not create anything, any creation that knows everything about Allah. Because, you know, knowing everything about Allah is not possible. It's not what? Possible. Okay, got it. So, you two deserve lollipops.
Wait, did I say almond?
What color?
Wait,
yeah, come and choose. How about after class if you choose? It's only 5 minutes.
I said almond and greatness.
Yeah, coming. Now give me examples of the names of beauty. So, are you listening to me? At the end of Surah Al-Hashr, all the names cited are names of greatness except Ar-Rahim. Except what? Why the Rahim is not a name of greatness? What is the test? Huh?
I don't know.
The test is, ask yourself, do Allah wants you to be Rahim? The answer is yes. Then it's a name of beauty. Do Allah wants
anything He wants you to be?
Exactly, it's a name of beauty. How about Al-Kareem, the most generous? Huh?
No, that's
beauty.
Now, yeah.
Name of beauty. So, guess. This is the test. This is the what? The test. What is the test? Say, Allah wants me to be this name or not. That is the test. All right? Allah, the test is, how do you know this name? Is it for greatness or for beauty? By what? Rick, focus here. Focus, because we want to focus on this before we conclude.
If you want you to be
Takbir. Did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Arhab, what did she say? I'm sorry. Taha.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Okay, repeat what you said again.
Okay, so if Allah wants you to be whatever the name is, then it's the name of beauty. But if he doesn't want you to be it, and he just wants like himself to be it, then it's
the name of greatness. Does it make sense? What did she say?
She said,
attention.
Okay. So if Allah wants us to be this name, then it's a name of beauty. If He doesn't, then it's a name of what? Greatness. So Allah wants us to be Al-Mutakabbir, the one who boasts himself above all. Does Allah want us to be that?
No.
No, because it's only one, Him. Does Allah want us to be Rahim?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Can anybody be Rahman? Actually, I'm not going to say does. Rahman, it's impossible. You can't be Rahman. Okay? So, whether you try to do it or not, it's not possible. Okay? How about give me more names about the names of beauty? Saliha. How about the generous? Is it name of beauty or name of greatness? Test it. Allah wants us to be generous. Yes or no? Then it's a name of beauty, right? How about the most al-azim? The most
greatness.
Yes. Why is it name of greatness? Saliha. Why is it names of greatness? Al-azim. Allah doesn't want us to be like that, right? Can you stop doing this? Look, focus. It's just a few minutes left. 2 minutes. All right? Got it? Okay. So, the name, the one who puts himself higher than all. Why? Because he knows himself and he knows his creation. And he knows that his creation is lower than him. Right? Make sense? Now, why wouldn't Allah create something which is higher than himself?
Because then he can't be the only one. Then there's no point of the greatness.
It's not appropriate for Allah to do that.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate. Why? Because this will violate his status as God, the Most High. Because if he does that, then he's not the Most High anymore. Got it? Is this is yours by any chance?
Yes.
Give it to him. You got it? Okay. Now, who tried to adopt to himself this name Al-Mutakabbir?
Yeah.
Who? Someone, some creation of Allah, and we will leave. One creation of Allah tried to adopt to himself the name Al-Mutakabbir. So, one creation of Allah tried to adopt it to himself, the name Al-Mutakabbir. Or claim to himself the name Al-Mutakabbir. Claim. Who is that guy who tried to claim to himself? No. Yeah, the Pharaoh, but there is a guy before him. Worse. Shaitan.
I was about to say that.
Yes, Shaitan. He said he thought of himself that higher than anybody else. He thought of himself higher than obeying Allah. He disobeyed Allah's commands. Shaitan. Because he refused to listen to Allah's command. Got it? So, our Prophet ﷺ said, no one goes to Jannah. No one has an atom weight of kibir, putting himself greater than others, or higher than others, will go to Jannah. Why? Because Allah does not, Jannah will refuse to accommodate somebody who has kibir in his heart, who is trying to be mutakabbir, put himself above others. And by the way, you see this in life. You see that princess coming like this, full of herself, and everybody else is behind. It's like below her. I am higher than all. Right? That's another feeling that if she believes in that, she don't go to Jannah. Because the Jannah will not accept her. Got it? If she doesn't go to Jannah, then where does she go? Hellfire. Good. Yep. Salaam alaikum. We're dismissed.
Pass out.